This is a DeveloperWorks podcast. I'm Scott Lanningham here with Nathan Harrington, IBM programmer and regular DeveloperWorks contributor. Nathan is the author of a DeveloperWorks highlighted article this week on social networking open source visualization aids. Welcome back, Nathan.
Hey, it's great to be here.
Nathan, you're talking about social networking data visualization in this article. What are some of the benefits that you have in mind from being able to do this?
Well, the idea is to provide a new method of data analysis to help you understand the content, the connections, and the opportunities for your personal and business associations. This article demonstrates visualization techniques using various open source software to help you achieve those goals.
Talk about the different apps and APIs a bit here then. What do they enable?
Well, we start off with all open source visualization APIs. For example, the Google Chart API, which can show you a simple pie chart of the content of extended words in your Twitter history, for example. So you can see that you talk a lot about green technology and maybe some visualization APIs in your Twitter history, that sort of thing. Another set of software tools you can use are the GraphViz program, which has been around for many years, which allows you to visualize the influence you can have on members of your social network and how they are interconnected. And then there's things like Kata's plot lat long tool, which allows you to visualize thousands of points on a geographical representation of the Earth. Unlike other APIs out there that are limited in the number of points you can display, the Kata lat long tool is open source, and you can apply all sorts of neat visualizations to help you understand your social networking.
Now, what about prerequisites for the exercises? What do people need to know to get the most out of this piece?
Well, the code is designed to work first on Linux, but a lot of the algorithms described and most of the software visualization APIs are available for a wide variety of platforms, including Windows. So what you'll need is some basic programming knowledge to help you get the most out of tweaking these visualizations or the parameters to get the visualizations you want. And once that's done, you'll be able to provide some visualization to your management at your job and show, well, when we send out some social networking information about this product, it gets distributed through this network in these geographical locations, and these subject words are associated with our product announcements, that sort of thing.
Very cool. Now, are there some next steps or additional learning resources you want to mention for those that are going to go through this article?
Well, the Twitter API is used to extract the social networking data, and that's a fantastic resource for providing open access to your information and the social networking comments from your friends. You can use that and the code presented here in the article featured to modify the parameters to display whatever sort of information you want. You can link the tools described in this article with various other APIs and provide demonstrations of how you can associate current events with your social network, how you can show management the value in what you're doing, and how you can see where your influence lies with your various connections in your social network and others.
Very good. Nathan Harrington, IBM programmer and author of a DeveloperWorks highlighted article this week on social networking open source visualization aids. Thanks again, Nathan.
Thanks for having me on.
Also new on DeveloperWorks this week, articles on Develop FileNet P8 BPM 4.0 custom components using Eclipse, part 3 of integration of InfoSphere warehouse data mining with IBM Cognos, Groovier Spring, exploring the WebSphere application server feature pack for SCA, using the WebSphere DataPower SOA appliance to enable information as a service, and analyzing financial reporting using XBRL. Find it all at ibm.com/developerworks, IBM's premier technical resource for software developers with tools, code, and education on IBM products and open standards technology. I'm Scott Lanningham. Talk to you next time.